Blackstone Publishing presents Disney The Lion King, adapted by Elizabeth Rudnick. This book is read by Janina Edwards. Chapter 1. In the moments before the sun rose over the horizon, the African plain was hushed. No birds sang. No animals called. The only sounds were the soft whisper of the breeze as it blew through the long grasses, still green in the early spring, and the distant thunder of the water cascading over Victoria Falls into the frothy pools below. But as the sun's light began to break over the savanna, life began to stir. It was slow at first, barely noticeable, a soft mew rising from the meerkat den, a rustle of feathers as the marabou storks lifted their long black wings and stretched their necks. Then faster and faster, the sounds grew louder, merging into the song of the savanna. Cheetah mothers coaxed their young out into the sunlight with gentle nudges to their cubs' sides and quick licks to say hello. A pair of tulpies tapped their horns in greeting and then turned toward the grasslands, eager for their first meal of the day. Their brown bodies, marked with swaths of black, glimmered in the sun as it rose higher and higher. Over the open plains, a herd of elephants began to march toward the watering hole, their long trunks swinging, the pads of their large feet leaving deep impressions on the dry ground. Near the top of a hill, a mother giraffe appeared, her baby following close behind, its head swiveling back and forth.